Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome back to The Family Architect. Today we are going on a journey, and it's one you've been on your whole life, even if you didn't know it. We're exploring the hidden forces that guide your reactions as a mother, the invisible strings that get pulled when your child's voice rises, when their tears come, when their resistance flares. I'm talking about emotional triggers, but not in the you're overreacting way you've heard before. In the regulated mother method, a trigger is not a flaw. It's a message, a signpost pointing to something unhealed. And when you understand your trigger, you stop parenting from your wound and start parenting from your wisdom. That's what the Trigger Awakening Map quiz is for. So the Awakening Trigger Map quiz is for. And today I'll walk you through each of the five emotional trigger archetypes so you can begin to see yourself with compassion, maybe for the first time. So let's begin. Before we talk archetypes, I need you to hear this. You are not crazy. You are not failing. Every emotional reaction you have makes perfect sense in the story of your life. If you yell, it's because your body thinks you're under threat. If you shut down, it's because your body learned to survive by disappearing. And the most liberating thing you can do is stop blaming yourself for how you react and start getting curious about why. See, when we parent by design rather than by default, we're not just managing surface behaviors. We're working with the deeper patterns that drive our responses. These archetypes help us understand the unconscious blueprints we're operating from, so we can make conscious choices instead. Your nervous system learned these patterns for good reasons. They helped you survive your own childhood. But what helped you survive then might not be what helps you survive now as a mother. And that's okay. That's exactly why we do this work. So let me tell you about the first archetype, the overwhelmed heart. This archetype is the mother carrying more invisible weight than anyone can see. You love deeply. You want to do it all right. But under the surface, you're tired in a way sleep can't fix. If you're the overwhelmed heart, you might have grown up feeling responsible for other people's emotions. Maybe you were the peacekeeper in your family, the one who made sure everyone was okay. Maybe you learned that love meant taking care of everyone else's needs before your own. Your trigger is helplessness. That feeling that no matter how hard you try, it's never enough. It might hit you when your child is crying and nothing you do helps. When you've tried every parenting strategy and your kid still struggles. When you look around your house and see mess everywhere and feel like you're drowning. When the overwhelmed heart reacts, it might look like tears, over-apologizing or snapping, and then feeling crushing guilt. You might say things like, "I'm such a terrible mother." Or, "I can't do anything right." You carry everyone else's pain in your body and it exhausts you. Let me tell you about Sarah, an overwhelmed heart. She came to me after her 4-year-old started having daily meltdowns. Every strategy she tried failed. She was taking his struggles personally, believing it meant that she was failing him. She'd lie awake at night googling parenting advice, convinced that there was something she should be doing differently. When we worked together, Sarah realized she'd been carrying the weight of her son's emotional development as if it was entirely her responsibility. Her healing path involved learning to feel safe while not doing everything. Building nervous system capacity so her heart didn't have to carry it all alone. She had to learn that her child's struggles weren't evidence of her failure, but part of his natural development. Now, let's talk about the silenced child. If this is you, your triggers are echoing from a time when your own feelings weren't safe to express. You learned to be the good one, the easy one. You swallowed your truth to keep the peace. maybe you had a parent who was overwhelmed, depressed, or explosive, and you learned that your needs were just one more burden. Maybe you were told to be grateful or stop being dramatic when you tried to express your feelings. Maybe you learned that love was conditional on being easy to manage. Your trigger is shame, the feeling that you're too much or not enough all at once. It might show up when your child has big emotions and you feel panic about setting them off, when you need to ask for help but your words stick in your throat, when you want to say no but something but feel guilty even thinking it. When you react, you might shrink, withdraw, or over-explain to avoid conflict. You might say sorry constantly, even when you haven't done anything wrong. You might agree to things you don't want to do because saying no feels impossible. Emma was a silenced child. She came to me because she couldn't set boundaries with her kids or her partner. She said yes to everything, did everything, and then felt resentful and overwhelmed. But asking for what she needed felt scary and selfish. Her healing path involved giving herself permission to be heard, speaking her needs out loud even when her voice shook, learning that her feelings and needs were valid, not burdensome. She had to practice saying no in small ways before she could hold bigger boundaries. The third archetype is the hidden rage. This archetype holds years of unspoken anger, anger that was never allowed, anger that became armor. If you're the hidden rage, you might have grown up in a family where anger was dangerous, where expressed frustration led to punishment or abandonment. Your trigger is disrespect, real or perceived. It's not that you hate your kids. You just feel an almost physical jolt when boundaries are crossed or your efforts are dismissed. It might hit when your child talks back, when they don't listen after you've repeated something multiple times, when they seem to take your love for granted. When you react, it can be explosive, a sharp raised voice, sharp words, followed by immediate regret. You might feel like a volcano that erupts without warning. The anger feels bigger than the situation because it's not just about today. It's about all the times you swallowed your feelings, all the times you weren't heard. Jessica was hidden rage. She'd been the perfect daughter, never talked back, never caused problems. But as a mother, she found herself yelling at her kids over small things and then hating herself for it. She couldn't understand where all this anger was coming from. Her healing path involved creating spaces where her anger could be expressed without harm. Learning to soften without losing her strength, she had to understand that her anger was information, not just inconvenient emotion. It was telling her about boundaries that needed to be held and needs that weren't being met. Let's talk about the hypervigilant protector. You don't miss a thing. You anticipate danger before it happens. You've been the safe one for so long that you don't know how to relax. Maybe you grew up in chaos with addiction or mental illness or just emotional unpredictability. Maybe you learned that if you could just stay alert enough, you could keep everyone safe. Your trigger is fear, especially when your child's emotions feel too big for you to hold. It might show up when your child starts crying and you immediately go into fix-it mode. When they're upset, you can't tolerate this discomfort, the discomfort of not knowing how to help, when everything feels out of control. When you react, it might be over-control, micromanaging, or shutting things down before they get messy. You might interrupt your child's emotional process because their big feelings activate your alarm system. You might hover, worry constantly, or create rigid rules to try to prevent problems. Lisa was a hypervigilant protector. She monitored her children's moods constantly, trying to prevent meltdowns before they happened. She couldn't sit still when her kids were struggling because their distress felt like an emergency that required immediate action. Her healing path involved learning to let her nervous system rest, trusting that she could be safe without being on guard constantly. She had to learn that her children's emotions weren't dangers to be prevented, but experiences to be supported through. Finally, we have the numb resigner. This one is about disappearing. You used to feel everything, but now you just get through the day. Maybe you've been overwhelmed for so long that numbness feels like a relief. Maybe feeling too much hurt too badly, so you learn to feel nothing instead. Your trigger is hopelessness, the quiet belief that nothing will change, so why try? It might show up when your child is struggling and you feel like you're watching from behind glass, when everyone needs something from you and you just want to disappear. When the thought of one more parenting challenge makes you want to give up. When you react, it's often by detaching, going still, zoning out, letting things slide. You might scroll your phone while your kids play. You might feel like you're going through the motions of motherhood without really being present. Rachel was a numb resigner. After years of struggling with her highly sensitive child, she just stopped trying so hard. She felt guilty about not being more engaged, but she also felt too tired to care. Everything felt flat and grey. Her healing path involved thawing softly, inviting small doses of joy and aliveness back into her system. She had to learn that feeling deeply didn't mean being overwhelmed, that she could be present without being perfect. Now, as you listened, you may have recognized yourself in more than one archetype, and that's completely normal. These are not boxes. They're stories your nervous system learned to survive. Stories that you can now rewrite. And when you know your primary archetype, you can choose tools, practices, and healing paths that actually fit you instead of trying to copy someone else's parenting style. And this is what makes the regulated mother method so powerful. It's not one size fits all. It recognizes that every mother has a unique nervous system, and healing has to be personalized to be effective. Understanding your trigger archetype helps you make sense of your reactions instead of judging them. It helps you to see the little girl inside who learned these patterns as survival strategies. And it helps you choose different responses from a place of consciousness rather than just reacting from old wounds. Here's what I want you to know. Your triggers are not character defects. They're adaptations. They show you where you need healing, where you need support, where you need to give yourself compassion instead of criticism. When you start seeing your triggers as messengers instead of enemies, everything changes. Instead of, why do I always do this? You start asking, what is this trying to tell me? Instead of shame, you feel curiosity. Instead of being stuck in old patterns, you start making new choices. Now, this is the foundation of parenting by design rather than by default. When you understand your unconscious patterns, you can start making conscious choices. When you know your trigger archetype, you can choose responses that align with who you want to be as a mother, not just who you thought your past taught you to be. I invite you to take the Awakening Trigger Map quiz. It's free. It's just 5 questions, and it will help you name your dominant trigger pattern so you can start shifting it, because you're not broken. You're awakening. And there's something beautiful about this work. When you start healing your own trigger patterns, you're not just changing your own life, you're changing the patterns you're passing down to your children. You're breaking generational cycles. You're architecting a family where emotions are safe, where feelings are welcome, and where healing is possible. Your children don't need you to be perfect. They need you to be conscious. They need you to be willing to look at your own patterns with compassion and choose differently when you can. They need you to model that humans can grow, heal, and change. You are not your reactions. You are the mother, the woman, the soul beneath them. When you start listening to your triggers as messages, you don't just change your parenting, you change your whole life. In the next episode, I'll show you exactly what to do in the first 60 seconds after a trigger, no matter which archetype you are. I'll give you specific tools for each pattern so you can interrupt the old response and choose something new. Until then, breathe. You're just on time. You're exactly where you need to be in your healing journey. You can find the Trigger Awakening Map Quiz at www.fantasticfuture.com.au. Take it today. It's probably also in the show notes. And then come back and let me know what you've discovered about yourself. I'm here to support you in every step of the way. And if the Family Architect podcast is helping you understand yourself and transform your parenting, please take a moment to follow the show and leave a review. Your words help other mothers find this work. And honestly, they remind me of why I'm so passionate about helping women architect families rooted in consciousness and connection. Share this episode with a mother who needs to hear it. Post it in your mum's group. Send it to a friend who's struggling. This work spreads through mothers supporting mothers, and you might be exactly the person someone needs to hear from today. Thank you for being here, for having the courage to look within, for choosing healing over hiding. You're doing sacred work. Until next time, love.